In the name and Happy New Year. I hope and pray that you all had a wonderful celebration regardless of what you did last night, and that we brought in the new year and pray and hope that this new year, I don't know that we can say better. I think unfortunate things happen all the time, but that it be a good year, that it be a healthy year, and that it be a prosperous year, but also, most importantly, that it be a spiritually fulfilled year, one that we dedicate ourselves maybe a little bit more than we have to the grace of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just wanted to kind of talk about those making our different promises and predictions and all of the wonderful things that we do on New Year's Eve, because somebody said to me, well, that's not really has nothing to do with church. And I said, well, that's not true. Because when we go to confession, one of the most important parts of confession is to set goals, and not to set goals that we can't reach, and not to set so many goals that we'll never achieve them, but to set a goal. Of course, we should be going to confession on a regular basis, so every time we go, we hopefully achieve one goal and we set the next one. And whether the goal is to stop drinking, to stop eating, to stop smoking, to exercise more, to be a little closer to God through our prayer life, whatever that particular goal is, we do it with the help of God, because through confession, we are asking God to come into our lives and to help us. And whether it's a social issue or a particular personal issue, or whether it's a spiritual issue, it still should have something to do with God. Because God is really what can help us get through the many differences we have as individuals and as people of not only our church, but of people as the world. I saw last night after I got home, and I had gone to a wedding reception, so I got home really earlier than midnight. And on the different shows that I was watching, the thing that everybody kept talking about, well, we hope we have a better year, and we hope we have more peace, and we hope that we live, why can't we just love one another, and why can't we just try to agree with one another, and why can't we just, because of all the things that we saw happen, not only this past year, but in years past. But we've got to realize that the only way those things come about are through the help of our spiritual life and our Lord. It's not by saying, okay, I'm going to be nice to you and just leave it at that, because that doesn't happen. We need to truly and actively engage our Lord in our life's journey and in the goals that we set in our lives. And I think that's what we should try to decide and what we should try to do for it, and that should be our request for 2017 moving forward. To allow our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to be a little bit closer to us, to help us a little bit. That's all. We're not asking people to become, you know, monastics and things like that. People who are going to become monastics will become monastics. You don't need to make a list to do that, because that's part of your heart. But part of our heart as individuals who live in the world and choose to live in the world, and in order to work in the world and do the best that we can in the world, we need to touch base with God every single day. Whether it's doing a small prayer, whether it's carrying something with you that makes you think of God. I know many times I usually have a cross or a small cross in my pocket, and unfortunately I put my hands in my pocket a lot, which probably I shouldn't be doing because they say it doesn't really look good, but I do it anyway, and every time I put my hand in my pocket, I touch that cross. And that cross, as soon as I touch that cross, it just reminds me of what we're doing here. That our purpose here is to be good people, is to do the work of our Lord, to do the work that our Lord has granted us the ability to do, whether we're doctors, whether we're lawyers, whether we're real estate people, whatever we are. He has given us that gift to be that person. But by touching that cross, I realize that it's because of him is where I'm at. And yes, do I have struggles? Yes. Do I work at it every day? Yes. Do I fail every now and then? Absolutely. And I say that to you because I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching with you. I'm trying to make you understand that we as priests, just because we're clergymen, doesn't make us any different or any more difficult or any easier. We struggle just as much, But that's why we as a parish, that's why we hopefully ask you, and we feed off of what you help us, and hopefully you can feed off of what we do to help you. So we need to work together. So my prayer this year and for 2017 and for the years to come is that we work a little bit better, just a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, small steps. We're in here, we're in this for the long haul, as I always say, little steps to make God a little bit more prevalent in our lives, whether it's that extra prayer in the morning or the afternoon or at night or whenever it is that you pray, just a little prayer. Touch base with our Lord every single day of your life, every single day of the week. And it's not about the quantity of time that you give him, it's the quality of time. So if your 1 minute in the morning is a good quality time for God, then that's great. If you need a little more time, that's okay too. But touch base with him. Put that cross in your pocket. We all carry our phones. God forbid we ever leave those at home. But put a cross. Wear a cross around your neck and make sure, and just touch it every now and then. And allow God to be part of your life during this wonderful year of 2017 and the many, many years to come. Amen.